Paxton Boldry from the McCracken County FFA chapter in Kentucky is an American star in agribusiness. He's a finalist. So Paxton, tell me a little bit about your involvement in your SAE.
So I started my SAE when entering into high school. At the time, I wasn't able to drive and I worked around many obstacles, but that was probably my biggest one. And my family, they drove me around from job to job so I could start getting some clients. And ever since, my landscaping and mowing business has just grown, and now I've got 3 employees and I do it full time.
Wow. So tell me about the start. What was the end goal?
The end goal was to just find something that I really love to do and make a living out of it if I really wanted to. And I think that's what I'm going to stick with. When starting out, I just saw a need for this type of work in the community. So I pursued it and I love it.
What did you learn throughout your many years involved in the project?
I learned to work with the right people and for the right people. Who you work for is really how your business grows, and find good people and stick with them. And if you believe you can do it, you sure can.
Now, what a good piece of advice. Now, as you go into now, what does it look like today?
Today, I've grown a little bit and added some new services, such as installing storm shelters. I've put in a couple swimming pools, so ventured off from just the landscaping. And I keep growing and changing just so I can move with the economy and work where there's work to be done.
So why horticulture? Why plants?
All my life, I've loved to be outside. And if there's something I can do outside, then I don't ever see a need to be inside, so I just love to do that.
If you could take yourself back to when you first put on the blue corduroy jacket, what do you think you wish you would have told yourself now, being so successful?
I wish I would have told myself to be around more people and not be so shy. Meeting people is the most important thing you can do.
As it may be the last time you're wearing your blue corduroy jacket, as you look at your FFA involvement, what have been some of your top takeaways?
Some of the top takeaways that I've taken through my whole FFA experience is just meeting the people I did. They're people that come from all aspects of life and such nice people. Everybody in FFA has something in common, so it's an easy group to get along with.
Well, as we look into the future, what does it look like for your business?
I believe I'm going to keep going the way I have been for the last several years and stick with it. And like I said, if the market changes, I'll change with it.
What a good insights that you have. Now, if a younger FFA member wants to be in your shoes one day, what advice would you give them?
If you want something, just jump for it and don't stop until it happens.
Congratulations. Last words about the impact of this award.
I really appreciate everything that has happened.
That was Paxton Boldry from the McCracken County FFA chapter in Kentucky. He is an American star and agribusiness finalist. For National FFA, I'm Michelle Stengler.